Next patient, initial evaluation on patient John Bridges, BRIDGES, 51007-907-92-290.21, follow-up 2 weeks, doctor's order dated November 28, 2012, verified by Dr. Khawaja, chief complaint. The 76-year-old gentleman is referred to me by primary care physician for, quote, behavior problems, disordered thinking, unquote. It was noted in the referral form, quote, wandering, refuses care, unquote. Next paragraph, the floor staff reported patient is confused. He has an exit-seeking behavior. At times, he is non-compliant with instructions. He talks about not wanting to be here, does not like being in nursing home. There is no spontaneous behavior problem. Sleep is fair. Patient is a tube feeder for appetite. Next paragraph, on examination, patient has obvious and significant cognitive deficits. He thought he was 50 years old, could not tell me today's month or year, could not tell me where he was, what he did today and yesterday. When asked, he admitted he does not like being in here and feels depressed. He does not cry, but does feel like crying. He feels sorry for his state of health. Was not sure about his family's whereabouts, was not concerned either. Had no specific complaints about staff, food, the facility. Denied pain. What's a stable psych history, dementia, medical history, abdominal aneurysm, hypertension, COPD, dysphagia on tube feeding. Generalized weakness. Coronary artery disease. Under psychiatry history, please write addiction, alcoholism, social history, merit, other reports, to have worked for oil factory and has 5 kids. Source of history, patient should staff current, psych medications, none, recent in psych meds, unknown routine, and PRN medications. Doxazosin, D-O-X-A-Z-O-S-I-N, folic acid, Lipitor, Norvasc, thiamine, bisolic, B-Y-S-T-O-L-I-C, ferrous sulfate, lisinopril, Pulmicort, adverse effects, none, allergies, tetanus, immunoglobulin, diagnostics, CMP, CBC, CBC CMP reviewed, hygiene and rest with anomalous, other has breathing difficulty, has nasal oxygen, mood, depressed, other mild intensity, scattered illogical affect, blunted delusional affection, non awake, alert person. Situation partial, hearing impairment moderate, insight poor, judgment poor, speech slurred, brief memory short and long term impairment, attention has been easily distracted, unable to assess, lacking content, bed bound, skin intact, next page, same name, account number, risk of himself, and there's no evidence discussed, remote impact of medical condition, no direct impact, other relevant findings, unclear if he was ever on anti-dementia medications. Current clinical status, new condition, recurrence of long-standing condition, clinical patient, 76-year-old gentleman with possible multiple causes of dementia, including Alzheimer's, alcohol, and possible vascular events, currently showing signs of depression. He will benefit from antidepressant medications, treating diagnosis 29.021, dementia secondary to multiple causes of depression, treatment plan medication Lexapro dose in form 5 mg tablets out few times scheduled QHS indication depression labs TSH vitamin B12 and vitamin D level.